right, it's Beat the Freaks time. We got Teddy on the line. Teddy, you ready to battle us out?
Yes, sir.
All right, you got to go against me for $400 from 1-800-411-PAIN. Dobby's out. There's that question.
All right, I got five questions for you. You'll have a couple of seconds to answer, okay?
All right, let's do it.
All right, Orlando just stepped out. Here you go, number one. Jim Carrey is reportedly being eyed for the Batman trilogy Joker. What is Batman's real name? Five, four. Yes, correct. Number two, multiple choice. How much money does the average player spend on Fortnite? Is it $55, $84, or $127?
84.
That is correct. All right, number three. What famous U.S. festival hosted over 350,000 fans in 1969? Five, four, three, two, one. Okay. Let's go to the next one. Number four. Which popular candy was featured predominantly in the classic film E.T. the Extraterrestrial? Five.
Wait.
No, that is incorrect. Okay. Last one. Justin Timberlake was the former lead singer of the famous boy band NSYNC. Name two other members of NSYNC. Five.
Joy Fatone and...
Three. Two. One. All right, Orlando. You got two right. I know.
I can do that.
I think you can too. All right, number one. Jim Carrey is reportedly being eyed for the Batman trilogy Joker. What is Batman's real name?
Bruce Wayne.
Yes, it is. All right, number two is multiple choice. How much money does the average player spend on Fortnite? Is it $55, $84, or $127?
127.
No, it's 84.
Okay. Yep. I thought they all weird about that game.
Number three. What famous U.S. festival hosted over 350,000 fans in 1969?
Woodstock.
Yes.
No.
Yes. All right, number four. Woodstock.
Woodstock.
Oh, Woodstock.
Come on.
All right, number four. Which popular candy was featured predominantly in the classic film E.T. the Extraterrestrial?
Reese's Pieces.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Good job.
Reese's Pieces. Yeah. Going home to get Reese's Pieces.
I think you said Twix. All right, last one. Justin Timberlake was the former lead singer of the famous boy band NSYNC. Name two other of the members in NSYNC.
You had Lance Bass, you had Chris Kirkpatrick, you had Joey Fat One, a.k.a. Fatone.
Yes, and
you had J.C. Chassé. Yes.
Damn.
Come on, man. I was an NSYNC-er, man. All right, Teddy, tell everybody what happened.
I got crashed by the freak.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.